Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clifton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. USA. You know, what does that even prove? Okay, you chant anything, people will join in. Canada. 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night. And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
In processing. Well, it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
Oh, it has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
He's getting beat like he's done something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, Clemson, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich, our man Sanders hanging out with us live in the Priority One Security Studios. Check out Priority One Security, where security is, as a matter of fact, and I'm not sure why I have to tell you this, is their first priority. 654-ROAR is the phone number on the Northern Communication phone lines today. If you'd like to get with us, 654-7627. Is there any way that we keep this show on track? Do we have enough centralized topics and themes of the show to keep it on track? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you could say that before every single show about us, right? But Wednesdays, yeah. I think, are even more so because we're kind of in between talking about Dabo and his press conference and the opponent and the weekend's games. We have hump day headlines. We have some fun stuff going on today. So brace yourselves is all I got to say.
As Chandler Bing might say, could we get any scattered? We can't.
Any more?
I don't think so.
More
any more scattered?
Sorry, sometimes, never mind.
What did I say?
Can you tease?
Oh, yeah, I was missing a word. Thank you.
It's okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
Can you tease out, well, okay, I'll tease first, then you tease. Real quick. You know what you're teasing.
Okay.
I'm going to tease out that we have polls up on 105.5 The Roar, and we're going to get to this throughout the show. It's kind of going to be our makeshift hump day headlines. We have polls to vote for Clemson's offensive MVP and defensive MVP through 1 month of the season. So go vote for that. We're going to break down that and kind of get y'all's thoughts. So pumped about that.
At 105. Wow. Choked up already. God love you. 1209. At 105.5 The Roar on Twitter is where you can find that.
And we'll maybe break down the behind the scenes of who we kind of disagreed about putting on these polls.
Yeah.
And if I don't have the person you want on there, please do respond and let me know.
Yeah, please respond angrily at Kelly Gramlich. And for all your nice comments, at Kwok Talk. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's a great plan.
That'd be great.
Okay, now tell the people, before we came on air, Kwok said, quote, this segment that we're going to do at some point in the show might be the pettiest segment we've ever done.
I mean, we just had a little brainstorm session. We put our heads together and we came up with some potential South Carolina home game promotions. And we thought that would be a wonderful thing to talk about because maybe, you know, things haven't worked quite that well for South Carolina in terms of their game promotions. They can't get the pyro to work. The DJ's too loud. The toilets don't flush. The concession lines are too long. The team sucks. There's vomit on the stairs. Everything is falling apart, and no healthy players are there, and nothing but this little teenage kid who's still going through puberty, Jake Bentley, to lead the whole charge. They have nothing. So we're going to give them something today. 10 promotions for South Carolina on their home game this week, and I think these would work. These would be supported by the fan base. They would love them, and they would participate in full. And they would be mad at us for saying it, but you know in your heart, South Carolina fans, that you would love these promotions.
And really, we're here to help, you know? And can I clarify, too? Normally, I'm the petty one, I think, overall. This was mainly your idea. So I just want to kind of, I mean, it's hilarious, and I support it 100%. But just for the record, it was mainly quality.
I'll be honest. Before you email anyone at the top, this was fully encouraged by everyone at the top of the food chain.
By Boss Lady herself.
Yes, absolutely. Also today, Sam Reiner's going to join us. He's in charge of Tigerama. Don't add him if something goes wrong with Tigerama because it's not going to be worse than what happened at South Carolina. It can't be worse than the game day at South Carolina for Kentucky. So don't add him. But he will join us to talk about how awesome Tigerama is coming up in our next segment. We're going to have some fun with that. Before we get to any of that, though, by the way, you can text the Health Air text line. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare you. 986-1566, 986-1566. The text line's open. We're ready to give out the Twitter handles for the show. Interesting day yesterday for me. And I'll just kind of go through the story. I put it on Twitter, and I don't know what this segment is going to do. So just kind of hang with me, bear with me. It's been kind of emotional and a little bit frazzled just because of the nature of this and how crazy it is. So yesterday, like, Dabo's given this, like, I just think it's weird. He's given this very passionate address to Clemson Nation and to the media and the fans and his team. And it was a sort of a call to arms, shall we say. A call to arms and a call to the truth about the players in his program and what his program stands for and all that. And then at the end of practice yesterday, he was addressing his team, and Dabo is legendary for his speeches after practice, and you talk to players or people around the program or media who are at regularly scheduled, be there at this time, media availabilities, and you will know that Dabo is a talker after practice. He can go on and on and on and on. And so he was, I don't know that he was droning on, but, you know, Dabo's going on after practice. And then by the reports that we got, there was a crash that they heard from the practice fields up on Perimeter Road right there, sort of between the Jervy lot and the West End Zone parking lot. And so they kind of turned back around. I talked to some people who were there. They kind of turned back around, and we're going to kind of readjust. Oh, what just happened up on the road? And then all of a sudden, they see a car coming down the embankment, which is it's a pretty steep embankment down toward what is affectionately or otherwise referred to as the moat.
I just want to add this because I was confused as to where it was happening. It's the moat right behind the graveyard where you put all the ranked teams.
Yes.
So picture that in your mind.
It's not by Jervy Meadows.
Right, not that moat.
It's the moat
closer to the main road.
Right. And so there were several managers and athletic trainers that that swam over to help the individual in the car. And I saw a little brief video of it that one of my friends had taken from the practice field. And just, we're talking maybe, I don't know how steep that drop is, but we're talking 2 feet from the water, which could have gotten really, really bad. There was a panic. People were freaking out a little bit. Dabo stopped his speech. People were rushing over trying to figure out, do we need to get a boat over there to help? Whatever. People are calling 911. It was crazy. And I guess the EMS got there through a side road, sort of an access road, and was able to get the individual out of the car. And there was concussion symptoms, and one of the eerie things I was told is that you could like hear the moaning and groaning from the car when the individual was removed. And so they're on the gurney, and Dabo is over there. Like, Dabo got over there to him. Dabo stopped practice, prayed for whoever was in the car. No one really knew. No one really knew who was in the car or cared, frankly. But he stopped practice and prayed over the situation with the team. Whoever wanted to pray, they just had sort of a little prayer time. And I got a text message at about 7:05 from someone who was in the same meeting that I was in that said, "Do you know Clary Miles?" And I said, "Yeah, that's my cousin." And this individual said, "Well, he was in a bad wreck, and you might want to step out of this meeting so I can talk to you about it." So essentially, they had helped my cousin, who is a freshman at Clemson and works with the football team, but is really, I mean, kind of a, I'll just say it, he's kind of a nobody. Like, he's not important. He's not a big deal. He just kind of works for Thad Turnipseed in the recruiting office. And Thomas Austin, I was told, was there with him. Now, Thomas has known Clary for like 10 years and probably more than that. And so it wasn't like it was a complete stranger, but the only person in the ambulance with my cousin was Thomas. Now, in like when I say cousin, and people get this connotation that it's distant family, and frankly, like, they wouldn't let me go back. Now, I end up at the hospital later in the story, but they wouldn't let me go back to see him because I wasn't immediate family at first. And like, truth be told, cousin is way down the line of family that gets to go back to see a person. But we're like siblings in my mom's side of the family. And so my cousin, who is kind of like my younger brother, is going to the hospital after a car wreck where he very easily could have died. And the reason that he didn't die is because football practice was stopped and people prayed for him. And because someone from the football team spoke with my uncle and spoke with my aunt and made sure that they knew that he was okay and rode with him to the hospital. We talk a lot, and we will with Sam in the next segment. We talk a lot about family, Clemson family, what it means. And it's very easy to make it impersonal, to make it a hashtag or a slogan or a bumper sticker. But the family is real at Clemson. It is people. And so I get out of my meeting and I'm driving to the hospital to be with my cousin. I'm getting phone calls and text messages from people who do not know him, who saw the wreck and heard the name and knew that it was my cousin, who were checking on him. That's amazing. I get to the hospital, and it was only my second time in the emergency room. The first one's a fun story. We won't share that one, but it happened like 2 weeks ago. I'd never been to the emergency room before 2 weeks ago. And so I was like, well, this is the second time. This is great. I know what to do. And my grandma's had three daughters and 10 grandkids and had never been to the emergency room before yesterday. Now, that's great. Like, our family is very fortunate on my mom's side. And so I get to the emergency room and I'm trying to figure out, like, where is everyone? I don't see anyone. I thought they were out front. Where is everyone? They'd gone in the bag. And so I the guy who's like scanning, like, you got to go through the metal detector to get in. And so the guy, I don't even know why this is making me emotional, but the guy, he says, "Who are you here to see?" And I said, "Well, my cousin's back there." And he said, "Are you from Clemson?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, you're with the coach." And I'm like, "Okay, well, Thomas is still here. That's good. I'll just look for Thomas." He tells me where to go to, like, you know, push the door and go around the corner, whatever, and follow the people. I'm just looking for big, you know, Thomas Austin, former offensive lineman. And so I walk around the corner and I walk around another corner and I see about 12 people walking toward me, and none of them are in my family. But they're all family friends of my aunt and uncle who both graduated from Clemson, who met them while they were at Clemson. So when I say Clemson family's real, I mean the first family I saw was Clemson family. And then I walk around the corner, and walking past me is Kathleen Sweeney, who had just filmed some stuff on campus. And she came straight from that and was at the hospital. And then behind her is Dabo. Now, this is like 9 hours after he just lectured everyone about the biggest game of the season. And he told everyone how great Wake Forest is and how much effort and time and preparation it was going to take to beat Wake Forest. And he went to the hospital to see my cousin. Now, I can't make it sound like Dabo was in there with a complete stranger, because Dabo and Kathleen and my aunt and uncle are friends. Dabo has coached my cousin's baseball team. He and Will Sweeney are friends. Will was there at the hospital with them. And there were a couple of other players that had roots at Daniel, where my cousin went, who were there also. But I just can't, like, I can't express to people how grateful it makes me to be part of a family of people, and not a media member and not a person that covers a team, not even an employee, but to be part of a family of people where the head coach of the football team goes to the hospital in the middle of a game week, 40 minutes from his house, after his post-practice speech was cut short, which I would have been mad about because he's great at his post-practice speech, to just spend a few minutes with a family of a non-football member where there are 50 other people around. Now, there's 100 reasons why Dabo Sweeney didn't have to go to the hospital, and he would never say that he was there. Now, he might. Somebody's going to ask him about it tonight, so he might make a statement about it today. But there's no reason why he would do that, except for that that is the kind of person that he is. If you wonder why Clemson wins national championships, there's a lot of reasons. But the reason that it matters is because that's the head coach. That's who it is. Now, I'm in the waiting room with like 30 people. Like, they got so mad at our group because there were so many people pouring in there. His siblings, my grandparents are there, my mom is there. Like, there's a ton of friends and family and youth pastor, and people are just there, just chilling and waiting on updates. And they got so mad because we were, like, leaking down the hallway. We couldn't fit in the room. So they, like, made people go in the front. And, I mean, I'm trying to, like, keep people, so many people on updates. I basically spent the whole time on the phone. Everyone's phone died. Literally everyone's phone died. Trying to keep people informed about what was going on. So we're all kind of like sharing the same charger. And I go on Twitter and David Hood has written a story on TigerNet about it. And I go back and, I mean, some of the comments made me want to throw stuff because people said things about this impersonal, this car wreck. That's just a thing that happened in the world when it's a person. So that gives you some perspective there, But and then WYFF does a thing about it, and then Fox Carolina does a thing. And I'm thinking, like, so I go in to see him. I'm like, you know, you're famous. Like, you're on Twitter. You're breaking Twitter right now. You're the most shared story on TigerNet. And Claire was like, whoa, cool. And college freshman. That's pretty awesome. But the point I want to make, though, is number one, he's fine. Now, fine is a relative term, but legitimately every piece of news, I think, that could have been horrible was not as bad as it could have been. He's got some minor fractures and things, and they have done some surgery, and it, you know, I'm not going to get into all of that, but he is okay. But the picture, I mean, this is homecoming week. As I call it, home being week. And a picture of Clemson 30 Clemson people in a room praying over somebody. Many of us are not related. Where the head coach has been to see this guy is just unbelievable. And I can't say thank you enough to people who would never take credit for any of that. For the managers and trainers who helped him.
for the coaches and the support staff and the people who reached out to me and other people and asked to pray for him. To all of that, I just want to say thank you. Because it is a little different in my family. Because we are very close as cousins, and it did feel like my brother was in the hospital. So thank you. And now I'm going to pull it together, you idiot. And we're going to talk to Sam Reiner about how awesome Tigerama is after this.
Fall means it's time for the 9th Annual Charity Oyster Roast, sponsored by the Rotary Club of Clemson. This year's event will be held Friday, October 27th at Tiger Park in Clemson. Last year, more than 500 people enjoyed fantastic steamed oysters, barbecue, and live music. This year, with your help, will be even better. Sponsorships range from $250 to $2,500. For more information on how you can be a part of the 9th Annual Rotary Club Oyster Roast, call Andy Sheriff at 864-238-1453.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
You've been in business almost 100 years. You've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Kick off the 2017 Clemson football season with a new EasyGo golf cart from R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports in Seneca and Anderson. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports is a factory-authorized dealer for EasyGo and Cushman vehicles. For the best in sales and service, pickup and delivery, and great 0% financing options, it's never been easier to get your dream EasyGo golf cart. If you need to rent a golf cart for the Clemson game, stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind.